Yep, they're both just resting, busy schedule. They're just resting a bit, nothing really up for them. Just block shots and stuff, so, but they're fine. Nope, but it's coming soon here. It's coming soon.
Was there a concern about back-to-back games for Toby right out of the gate?
Not so much that. We just want to make sure that he's feeling better and stuff, so he's getting ready here soon. We haven't had much practice time, but it doesn't look like he's going to get much team practice in before he goes anyway, so he'll just want to give him a little bit more time so that we're ready for him, or he's ready to go. Well, he's been fairly consistent, He kind of took off where he finished last year, and his speed is really evident. It's really that line is kind of matured together and has really done well, and he's really helped out. I mean, he's really scored some big goals for us of late and done it in bunches. So it's, for us, it's been really good. We have a productive. There was a point where you wondered if it was a top line or a number two line, but then for me, they look like they've really come together, and looks like it doesn't really matter who they play against; they're ready to go. I think they take that responsibility on themselves, and I think they've done a good job. He gives a lot of speed to that line too. He doesn't really play in straight lines. He's not always on his right side, but he's really dangerous on coming down the left side. I don't particularly care too much for that, but that line manages it well. And I don't look to control them that much. They, as long as they're filling all three lanes.
One of the things that you said is that you felt that this year he was playing within the system a little bit better, that if things were going wrong, he wasn't trying to do too much, which maybe you felt he was a little bit last year. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, I think that's just maturity, though, too. Sometimes I think he takes on some responsibility to try to be, an offensive guy that has to create offense in order to be a productive player. I think there's other ways to do that. You don't have to score goals or be an offensive guy. You just have to have some impact on the games. And he started off with the heavy minuses, and I think he's been slowly getting better there defending, so he has found different ways to contribute. Yeah, he would be. Andrew Ladd continues to score, and find ways to get production there. Yeah, I think so. I think Wheeler would be one of those guys for sure.
Is Andrew's production, does it surprise you? Has he become more of an offensive player than maybe you thought when you first looked at film from Atlanta?
Yeah, and he had a good year that year as well, Yeah, he does surprise me a little bit in his ability to score, but you know what? He pays the price to score. Like, he goes to the hard areas, and he's got a really sneaky wrist shot that's really tricky. And from that standpoint, I didn't know if he'd be able to do it consistently, but it's pretty hard to argue with what he's done. He's really done a good job, and he goes to the areas to where you get production. So pretty hard to argue. Right.
It's 3 years now.
Yeah, I think it's past that.
He's like a legit 34 guy.
Yeah, I think it's past that. Yeah, he's been given the opportunity to get minutes, but he's produced. A lot of guys get minutes, and you don't see the production increase with him. He's put his game out there, and he's produced. Pretty hard to argue, He's done it on both sides of the puck and in the hard areas, and when you look at the way Andrew's played this last 10 games, it's his hard play that's really helped us, whether it's goals or not. It's this hard game that's really helped us, helped our team and our team with the production we've gotten from our group. This kind of sets the table for the way we play. I don't know that we set out to frustrate the opponents. That's a fairly tough task. I mean, you know, they've got some weapons in Washington. I mean, they beat us last time 3-0. I mean, I'm not sure we're going to get ourselves set up to try to frustrate them. You know, you would hope that you can maybe dent their morale a little bit. You know, they're in a tough situation, and we've got to, both teams are trying to do, you know, something. They're trying to stay in it, we're trying to keep them below us, and really, so the start of games is going to be important. Are we going to frustrate them? That's hard to say. They got a lot of different, they've got good depth in their forwards. You look at their forward lines and stuff, they got some pretty good depth throughout that lineup. So we got to find a way here tonight to get our fans into the game and get us going into this game. The last time this was we had never scored a goal. So there's some things that we have to be a lot better at in this game than we were last time. It's very clear to me.
Is Mike Green still a guy that you sort of put on the board and pay attention to more so than somebody else?
Well, there's, you know, is he in the lineup? I mean, I know there's talk that he's going to be in the lineup, but, you know, they've got other guys. They've got a fair amount of weapons over there, so. Right now, he's been in and out of the lineup. I think he's missed 10 straight games. So, you know, if this is his first game back, he's going to be trying to find himself. But he certainly can be a guy that can make a contribution for that team offensively. He hasn't had those numbers. You know, he's been hurt in and out of the lineup for the last, whatever, 100 games, you know, or 200 games. He's been injured the last couple of years, so. Yeah.
But Evander's production has been modest, and the Bullies had 2 assists in the last 11 games, and no points are superficial.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've tried to find some chemistry to go with Oli through the whole year. It seems like with Mietinen there, they seem to have found a little bit of that. Has that produced offense? Maybe not to a great degree, but he contributes in other ways. You know, he's really good, a really good support player in a defensive zone. He's always in the right position. He's reliable for us. You know, I don't sit here and put stress on Oli that he should be getting this and that. As long as he helps us win and contributes to winning games, and I feel that he does that. And that line has played responsible. They usually play against the other lines. I can put them out against the other line's top line and not worry about it. So, you know, I don't put added pressure on him. It's not getting it from me. You know, maybe the numbers aren't quite there, but we're winning games, and he wants to try to contribute to us winning, and I think that's what he's doing.
Would you lobby Claude for either smaller goalie equipment or to bring in a coach's challenge during the game?
I don't mind the smaller goalie equipment. You know, we talked about the goalie situation. That's, you know, I mean, goalies now are 6'6", you know, 6'7", you know, over. If you're 6 feet, you're a small goalie now, you know, and there's no holes. But the other thing that's interesting is there was a time years ago when goalies were maybe the least athletic of the guys, and also maybe the not as good of skaters as others. That's all changed. Like, now they're athletic, and you look at the goalies, like, they're really athletic, and they're quick, and they're good. It's, for me, I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of a goalie equipment change. You know, the coach's challenge, I'm not so sure there.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, guys.